So what is this reality check? It's a tool I've developed to help you to get absolutely clear on what do you really want and need out of a situation. See, if you unload on somebody, you can unload and still not feel good at the end because you haven't been able to communicate your real needs. All you've done is try to get something off your chest, and oftentimes that's not enough. It doesn't work. You still feel empty. In fact, you may even feel bad about unloading and being angry with somebody. So this is a tool, a set of questions that you're going to want to use every single time you go to communicate with somebody an upset you have. These seven questions of the reality check will be the antidote to your being upset. Because again, most of the time we're upset, it's because of a meaning we've made up that may not be true. And even if it is true, these seven questions will help you to be able to communicate what do you really need to make things feel good for you. Because again, the purpose of communicating is to feel good. If you want to feel good, you better know what it's going to take to make you feel good. So let's get right into it. Here are the seven questions of the reality check. Ask them every time you have an upset before you communicate to the person you think you're upset with. Question number one, am I willing to learn something valuable from this? And am I willing to do something right now to make this better? The first question you want to do, let's say you're really upset. Somebody does something, you say, that makes me so angry. I'm so upset with this person. First thing you want to do is a reality check. Before you do anything else, before you communicate your upset to them or suppress it, ask yourself the first question. Am I willing to learn something valuable from this? And am I willing to do something now to make it better? A sub-question of that you might want to ask if you're still upset is, will making this person wrong make them want to help me to make things better? I doubt it. The second question is simply this. What is it that's really upsetting me in this situation? In other words, ask the question, what is the specific meaning that I've linked to this? And a way to get this out of your head is to say the phrase, the meaning I link to this situation is blank. Let me give you an example of how I first came up with these questions to be able to change the way I felt, which is really their purpose, and allow me to communicate my needs more effectively. One night, I was with a group of my partners, and we were working on solutions to helping corporations and individuals to really communicate more effectively. And that's where a lot of this reality bridging technology came out of. And I got on a roll, and my brain started floating out all these ideas and strategies and questions and answers, and I started going like crazy. And they put on these tape recorders, and by the time I was done, 2.5 hours later, we all agreed, boy, we have really got something here. This is invaluable. This will really work. So I turned to one of my assistants in the room, and I said, now what I need you to do is get this transcribed tomorrow morning, because I'm going to be in seminar all day, and the following morning, I need to be able to teach this stuff. So I need to have an outline based on all this stuff. And I don't remember it all unless I get to see it again. So I said, whatever it takes, tomorrow morning, you make sure you get this done or you come see me if there's any problem. She said, okay, no problem. Well, the next day I got up and did my seminar. Well, I finished the seminar that night about 7 o'clock at night. I was pretty tired and exhausted. I've been gone for about 3 straight weeks without a break. And I knew how to get up the next morning and crank. And I knew it was all new material. And I was going to assimilate it that night. And I knew I was going to be up pretty late as it was. So I wasn't in the best of states to start with. Well, then I couldn't find this lady who was supposed to give me this material. So I'm looking for her. And I finally went up to one of the other secretaries and some assistants there. And I said, hey, where's this person? You know, I said, I need to get my notes from that dictation I did last night. And they said, well, haven't you heard? I said, heard what? They said, well, it didn't get done. I said, what? They said, well, it didn't get done. I don't know what it was, but, it just didn't work out. I said, didn't work out? I said, I told her no matter what to make sure she communicated to me. And they said, chance to manage your state. And I thought, chance to manage your physiology, right? I was pretty upset. You ever had somebody do that with you? I said, I was managing my state at 3 o'clock in the morning when you guys were sleeping. I said, I need this thing. I can't believe it didn't get done. And I was really upset, but I didn't communicate it. I kept it inside. So I went into a meeting about an hour later, and there was this assistant of mine, hadn't done the job. And I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to use what I remember from the night before. And you know what? It didn't work. That's why I changed the technology, because I found out in the most intense situations, it didn't work. It didn't work for me, so it's probably not going to work for anybody else. So the benefit of that situation is I found a new way of communicating, and I came up with some of these questions. And the first question was, hey, I'm upset right now, but that's not making it better. Am I willing to learn something right now that's valuable, and am I willing to do something now to make this better? My answer was yes. Will making this person wrong make them want to help me or make me a better person? Answer is obviously no. So I went to my second question. What is it that's really upsetting me in this situation? What's the specific meaning I link to this? So I said, well, the meaning I link to this is,